Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with a new candidate running for President of the United States in the 2012 elections, representing a newly formed party, the Justice Party. The former mayor of Salt Lake City, Rocky Anderson, joins us to lay out his populist progressive third party platform that does not rely on corporate money or the mainstream media, but instead plans to energize grassroots people power that has emerged with the Occupy movements. Then we'll look into the dynastic communist succession in North Korea with the death of the Dear Leader and the ascension of his youngest son, Kim Jong-un, to head the world's most isolated country, which managed to develop nuclear weapons while a tenth of its population died of starvation. Christine Ahn, the executive director of the Korean Policy Institute, joins us. She has participated in several peace and humanitarian delegations to North Korea, and we will discuss whether a recent thaw in U.S.-North Korean relations will be sidetracked by tensions surrounding this leadership transition. Then finally, we will look into political rifts already emerging in Iraq following the final exit of the U.S. David Phillips, the author of Losing Iraq, Inside the Post-War Reconstruction Fiasco, joins us. He is the director of the Program on Peacebuilding and Rights at the Institute for the Study of Human Rights at Columbia University and a fellow at Harvard University's Project on the Future of Diplomacy. We will discuss the scope of the strategic setback for the United States as Iran emerges as the winner of the Iraq War, and the wisdom of selling F-16s and laser-guided bombs to a corrupt Iraqi regime that appears to be allied with America's enemies. Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Rocky Anderson, who was the mayor of Salt Lake City from 2000 to 2008. During his time in office, he became known as a progressive voice in Utah politics. He currently serves as the president of the Utah-based nonprofit organization High Road for Human Rights and recently announced the formation of the Justice Party. And he's running as president of the United States in the 2012 election as a representative of the Justice Party. Welcome to Background Briefing, Rocky Anderson.
Great to be with you, Ian.
And how are you doing here with the Justice Party?
We just launched the party last week. I announced my candidacy for the party's nomination, and we're hearing from people all over the country. And by the way, we have a website, voterocky.org. And we're limiting campaign contributions to $100 per person. That's a great grassroots movement that we intend to be a very long-term sustained political force in this country.
And give us a sense of how you are influenced by the Occupy movement, because I take it you want to create a kind of a new progressive party in this country, perhaps along the lines of Theodore Roosevelt. So tell me what the broad political platform is that you're trying to get together and what constituents in this country you want to attract.
You mentioned the Occupy movement, and there is tremendous convergence between what we're concerned about and the solutions that we see and what I think the justice move or the Occupy movement is really all about. The overarching concern that is leading to almost every major public policy disaster in this country is the corrupting influence of money in our system, both our electoral system and the system of governance. We know, for instance, that the only reason that the United States is the only nation in the entire industrialized world that doesn't provide essential health care services for all of our citizens is the corrupting influence of money coming from the health care insurance industry. We would have a decent system in place rather than these horrid compromises we see, like under the Obamacare so-called program, that even if it's fully implemented, the day that it's fully implemented, there will still be 23 million people in this country without health insurance. The stranglehold that the military-industrial complex has on our nation. If anybody's wondering why our budget is totally out of whack, why we have these enormous historic deficits and accumulated debt and the interest burden, that by itself, every year, the money we waste paying interest would finance more than 12 departments of our federal government. Why is it that we're spending this kind of money, especially on programs that are really useless in our arsenal right now? It's because of the corrupting money of military contractors in our system and the way that we govern. The F-22, for instance, these contractors knew what they were doing. They lined up other contractors or subcontractors in 42 states so that they'll have people in the Senate and the House of Representatives that will fight for continued funding, although it's an obsolete weapons program. And it's billions of dollars wasted there. The financial industry, why did we see deregulation that led to this financial disaster? It's because of the corrupting influence of money in our system. And why don't we see people prosecuted for the financial fraud that contributed to this financial disaster that's impacted almost every person in this country so negatively? It's because, for instance, President Obama received more money from Wall Street last time he ran than any candidate has ever received. And he's on the way now to doing the same thing. And he surrounded himself with folks from Goldman Sachs, with folks that have benefited from this financial fraud and the government bailouts. The people of this country have been totally sold down the river because of the impact, the influence of corporate and other concentrated wealth in our government. And it's time to change that entire system. That's what we're talking about, and it's very much what the Occupy movement is all about.
Again, I'm speaking with Rocky Anderson, former mayor of Salt Lake City, who is now running for president of the United States under the banner of the Justice Party. And as we know, Rocky, there's a history in this country of third parties. I mentioned Theodore Roosevelt earlier, but essentially the two-party system has got the game rigged, and you're a kind of recovering Democrat, obviously, and you've proven to be very successful as a progressive Democrat in perhaps the country's most reliably conservative state, Utah. How will you not be a spoiler then in siphoning votes off on the left?
You know, that's really a great question, and actually it was a concern about being a spoiler that kept me from doing what I'm doing now for a fair period of time. And I know there are still people with that concern, but I think what we all need to realize, and this is what won me over and what convinced me that we need to create a new party and that I needed to run as a candidate, and that is we're never going to see a change in this corrupt system unless we all step forward and we say together, we're going to do this differently. We're not going to simply vote for the lesser of two evils among the Republicans and Democrats, because we know no matter which of those parties is in power, we're going to have the same corrupt system. We're going to see a betrayal of the public interest day after day after day. We know, for instance, that whoever's in power, Republicans or Democrats, will not provide the international leadership that the world so badly needs on the issue of climate change, on the issue of energy independence. They won't do it because of the corrupting influence of money coming from the gas, oil, and coal industries. The fossil fuel industries have poured in millions and millions of dollars into their lobbyists in Washington. And between that and the campaign contributions, the people of this country, people of the world, don't stand a chance in seeing good leadership in this country. So instead of letting fear of the lesser of two evils be defeated, we need all of us to affirm the fact that the people of this country have been organizing together passionately, tenaciously, that we've overcome the power of money and we've made this a better country. We saw it during the anti-slavery movement, the women's suffrage movement, the civil rights movement, the labor movement. There was a lot of money on the other side, but because people were passionate, they hung in there, they fought tenaciously, they overcame it, and we have the advantage now of democratized media democratized ways of communicating. We don't need hundreds of millions of dollars to put on these ridiculous television ads. We can communicate with each other and with people who want to see and hear these communications. And just think about it. There have been nations where people have overthrown dictators. We can do the same thing. We can overthrow the dictatorship of the corporate abuse and corruption in our government, if only we will.
So you're talking about an American Arab Spring here, Rocky Anderson.
It's very much a revolutionary movement. It's changing the system in healthy ways. But it's not at all subversive. It's democratizing. It's saying, bring back democracy to our nation. Bring back constitutional values. Look at the Republicans and Democrats, the way they've eviscerated our Constitution. We're now putting U.S. citizens on assassination lists, and not only killing them, but killing their 16-year-old son in the most recent instance. We're saying about war criminals, let's just look forward and not backwards. That's what President Obama said when he came into office. He loves talk about the rule of law, and then everything he does seems to completely undermine it. So this is about saying, we're not going to stand for this two-tiered economic system anymore, where there's a very small group of favored people, this financial aristocracy in our country, where there's a greater disparity economically than at any time in our nation's history since the 1920s. We're going to provide greater fairness, firmer foundation for the economic and social safety nets for the people of this country. And we're going to do it in a way where we're investing in the future, in our infrastructure, in education, in innovation, in research and development, to build the foundation of our country so we can compete against those nations that are doing it the right way. So it is a revolution, but it's a kind of revolution that really affirms our nation's greatest traditions and constitutional values.
So, Rocky Anderson, given that we have one party controlled by big oil and the other one by Wall Street, and the media is completely wedded to the duopoly and treats process, not context and content, as you can see from these debates that we're having in these primaries, it's all about process. Nobody really talks about big ideas except, in a way, Ron Paul on the Republican side. Do you feel, though, that the Occupy movement that has been zealously apolitical and doesn't have an electoral agenda, can you wed your ambitions to them? Because that seems to be, that's a spontaneous movement, a citizens' movement, a true bottom-up movement.
It is a very healthy movement in our country. And I don't blame people at all in the Occupy movement or anybody else for being completely disillusioned with our electoral system, because we've been betrayed over and over again. We've got a president now who promised hope and change, and he's done everything but provide any basis for hope and constructive change. There's been a lot of change, all right, but it hasn't been a good thing for this country. I mean, even the health care bill that was passed, the compromises that were made, he wouldn't even put on the table a single-payer health care system when the majority of people in this country who were polled said that they favor a single-payer health care system. And then what does he do? As soon as there's any opposition reflected in terms of a government option to compete with the health care, with the for-profit insurance companies, the public option, he just walks away from it, says, well, that isn't really necessary for health care reform. So what kind of so-called reform do we get? We get massively increased premiums. And the increases we've seen in our premiums in the last year are just the tip of the iceberg. It's going to be devastating for the people of this country. And still, as I said, 23 million people who are without any health care coverage. So in this country, our costs are double, at least least double per capita as compared with the average of the rest of the industrialized world. We don't provide, we're the only country that doesn't provide universal health care coverage in the industrialized world, and our outcomes are really mediocre in comparison with other nations. So that's about an F grade that we deserve in terms of our system as compared with all these other nations. And they do it very different ways. There are some single-payer, there's some multi-payer nations, but none of them rely upon for-profit insurance companies for their essential health care.
Again, I'm speaking with Rocky Anderson, the former mayor of Salt Lake City, who is now running for president of the United States under the banner of the newly formed Justice Party. And the president of the United States, I mean, is he really, has he deceived people, or is he simply in a situation where even the president of the United States does not have the power to fulfill his campaign promises because the power of the oligarchy and the special interests and the corporate plutonomy is such that nothing can be done?
That's just, that's not true. It's a great question, by the way. But we should never resign ourselves to saying it can't be done. President Obama has betrayed us in so many ways. It's not just a matter of, you know, the first George Bush saying, read my lips, no new taxes, and then getting in office and saying that that's really a disastrous policy and breaking that promise. In the most fundamental ways, we've been betrayed. But we were betrayed before he was even elected, before he won the Democratic nomination. He promised that he would join the filibuster against legislative retroactive immunity for the telecom companies for their criminal misconduct in cooperating with the Bush administration and its illegal surveillance program, spying on American citizens in our communications, our mail, our email, our telephone conversations. And so he promises to join the filibuster against it. He gets the nomination, and then he not only doesn't join the filibuster, he ends up voting for that legislation. Now, why did that bill pass? It's because three of the telecommunication companies that so egregiously violated the laws invested $12 million in their lobbyists. They turned the heat on, and Congress fell for it. And it's like they fall for big money almost every single time, and that's why we see such disastrous public policy coming out of Washington that is so contrary to the public interest. Remember President Obama's promise to close down Guantanamo? Well, that hasn't happened. He was going to make things better for the middle class in this country. Right now, if there's no other fact that people should keep in mind, consider 22% of children in this country are now living in poverty. And we have this unemployment rate. Our president hasn't, I mean, his pathetic jobs program proposal. Where is the proposal, the grand, large thinking of a Franklin Delano Roosevelt? Where are the WPAs and the CCCs? Where's the investment in infrastructure? Why aren't we educating our children to compete with children in other countries that are doing so much better, providing the foundation for their nation's future? It's because we have a president who is so timid, who is such apparently a terrible negotiator, but I think it's because he doesn't really have it in his core. I don't know if anybody in this country really knows what's important to this president other than staying in power and ingratiating himself to the moneyed interests, to those corporations and others with concentrated wealth who can help raise the $1 billion plus that he has committed to raise for this upcoming campaign.
Well, just in closing, Rocky Anderson, given that we have reached a point now, particularly since the Supreme Court decision, Citizens United, where the power of money is greater than the power of votes, and we are clearly becoming, rapidly becoming a government of the plutocrats, by the plutocrats, and for the plutocrats, and you want to return us to a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, you feel that through the alternative media, you can get the message out. Do you feel, though, that the country is ripe, that the people are going to stand up? They seem passive, confused, and ill-educated.
I think it is the perfect storm right now. I felt for a number of years that people in this country were sound asleep, that they were anesthetized by so-called entertainment and sports and celebrity. But when you see things like the Occupy movement, I mean, look at the fact that there are people willing to sleep night after night in the cold, in the rain, committing themselves, and so many millions of people who are supportive of them. That is a really great sign. And I think the fact that people are becoming more and more aware, the Rasmussen poll showed some 57% of people saying they really want to see a new political party. There was a huge percentage of the respondents in that poll who said they would vote for the candidate of a new political party. So I think that although this country may not have been ready for this before now, it is now. I think people are so disgusted with what's going on in Congress, not only the political impasse over certain issues, but even when they agree, we all know that they are not serving our interests. And the White House is not serving our interests. People don't have jobs. People's 401k plans and pensions have been decimated. And at the same time, these guys that brought this economic disaster to this country are walking away with their pockets full of millions more in bonuses. It's just not right. It's not what the United States of America stands for any more than going around and kidnapping, disappearing, torturing people is what this country's all about. And it's time we turn this around, and it's up to the people. We can do it. That's what people need to understand. We all working today can do this, if only we will. So don't fall for this fear of, oh, geez, what if the worst of the worst succeed in this election? Let's pick the best option. Let's choose a return to government by, for, and of the people. Let's return to a government that represents the public interest rather than the narrow special interests of the corporations and other concentrated wealth.
Well, Rocky Anderson, I thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Ian. Really enjoyed it.
Again, Rocky Anderson was the mayor of Salt Lake City and is now running for the president of the United States in the 2012 election under the banner of the newly formed Justice Party. We're going to take a brief station break and be back talking about the death of North Korea's dear leader.